Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from 21st Century Rehab and Green County Medical Center is physical therapist Jamie Raby, now joining us. So thank you very much, Jamie, for being on.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Jamie, the reason why you're here is because 21st Century Rehab includes a lot of different services that's contracted with Green County Medical Center. But one in particular that you like to focus on is women's health as it pertains to physical therapy. Can you just, first of all, kind of describe what that means when you say women's health and physical therapy?
Yes. So with women's health physical therapy, one of the things is obviously specific more to women than men. However, there can be aspects of what I do that are very helpful to men as well. With women's health physical therapy, like I said, the focus is more on women. We tend to focus more on issues that may be resulting from pregnancy, either while the patient is pregnant or postpartum. Also issues that may come up later in life after pregnancy or maybe just as people age. One of the things I focus a lot on is incontinence. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people may say, that's not me. I don't have incontinence. But if you sneeze or cough and have some leakage of urine, that's something I can help with. Even if you don't have, you know, a full bladder leakage every time you cough or sneeze, but just a little bit of leakage, that's something that I can help to fix.
Okay, so even though it's a very specialized area of physical therapy, it still applies to a lot of women out there. Can you kind of just go a little bit deeper in depth for us and describe who all can benefit from this type of physical therapy?
Sure. So like I said, it can be a lot of different women can benefit. There's statistics that say between 1 in 3 and 1 in 5 women will have some sort of pelvic floor, pelvic health issue in their lifetime. So that's a lot of women out there that might benefit from this. Like we talked about, the incontinence can be, you know, just some small leakage with doing a heavier activity or even with exercise. You know, younger women that are very active can have incontinence with more high intensity activity. And also even younger women can have the incontinence with the stressful activities. Picking up a baby postpartum can be a stressful activity for that pelvic floor. And then also as women age, it may be common to have incontinence issues. However, it's not normal, and it is something that can be fixed very easily with pelvic floor physical therapy.
So other than the kind of the two areas that you touched on with the pelvic floor and with incontinence, is there any other types of ways that women would want to seek out women's health physical therapy from you?
Yes, anybody that has pelvic pain, anybody that has hip pain or low back pain can benefit from pelvic floor physical therapy. It's one of the big core stabilizing muscles that doesn't get touched on a lot in, we'll say, traditional physical therapy techniques. You know, you may have gone to a physical therapist in the past and you may have worked on your abdominal muscles. However, this is just another aspect of that. So anybody that has pain, like I said, pelvic region, lower back, hip pain, those can all be benefited by pelvic floor physical therapy.
Are there any other signs or symptoms that people need to be aware of that they may need to have you help them out in their area of recovery?
Yes, like I said, the incontinence and the pelvic pain are two big things. The other thing that people can look for, especially post-pregnancy, can be what's called a diastasis recti, where there's a separation of the abdominal muscles. So, you know, when you do a curl-up, a sit-up, getting out of bed, and you see a big kind of triangular shape protruding from your abdomen, you know, that can be something that can cause a lot of problems with lower back pain. And like I said, it's called that diastasis recti, where there's a separation of those abdominal muscles. Very common after pregnancy, also more common as people are a little bit larger in the abdomen as well.
Kind of the same type of questioning, but I know when people hear therapy and everything, they might think, well, gosh, this might last years, or maybe I just need an immediate fix. Are you able to be flexible on both, or is there like a set criteria that you kind of abide by?
Well, it's generally very specific to each patient. However, to generalize, most patients that I see specifically for pelvic floor physical therapy, if they're good at doing their exercises at home, can get better fairly quickly. Again, you have to be really, really faithful at doing your exercises on your own, because even if you do come see me a couple times a week, you know, for a few weeks, that's just a few hours of your time. There's a lot of other hours in the day to work on your exercises outside of therapy. But most generally, I need to see people for the pelvic floor physical therapy once to twice a week. And that can range, you know, from 3 to 6 weeks generally. If people have had a specific pelvic floor surgery, their doctors might require a little bit different protocol. It may take a little bit longer. But most general physical therapy courses will last 4 to 6 weeks, a couple times a week, depending on the complication and the severity for the patient.
Is there any kind of nutritional factors that you kind of give your patients as they're going through their recovery process with you?
Yes, definitely. A lot of what I do, especially the first couple of visits that I have somebody come in, is a lot of education, teaching the patients maybe what is impacting their problem as far as their diet, their nutrition, what types of fluids they might be consuming that might be bladder irritants and might be increasing that incontinence issue or increasing that urgency issue that they're having. If they're having constipation or diarrhea issues, that's something else that we can discuss as far as what their nutrition is involving and maybe something that we can impact there as well.
Now, you might have mentioned this a little bit before, but if you could just maybe reiterate for us, what is a quote-unquote normal versus what is common for women as they age?
I think a lot of people, especially older women, think, oh, I'm just getting older, or I've had kids, you know, it's normal. I leak a little bit when I sneeze now, or, you know, oh, if I laugh too hard, you know, I just need to be careful with that. And that might be common. However, it's not normal. And like I said, it is something that we can fix very easily with some pelvic floor physical therapy. And we have some specific tools that I can use as far as how to teach you how to use those muscles in order to prevent that leakage happening with those different activities.
All right. Now, if somebody's interested in maybe finding out some more information about what it is that you specifically do with clients that have issues like this with women's health physical therapy, how do they go about getting that information?
Sure. So the first thing they would need, generally most insurance companies do require a referral. There are some commercial insurance companies that allow you to come straight to me in physical therapy. So that would be something you need to check on first is what is your insurance coverage. And if you do require a referral, you know, going to your physician and discussing your problems with them, making sure that there aren't any other more complicating factors that are involved, and then, you know, discussing that need for a referral to physical therapy and that you would like to come to Greene County Medical Center for that physical therapy.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank and Peyton Let's Talk Greene County program here with Jamie Raby. She's with 21st Century Rehab here at Greene County Medical Center talking about women's health physical therapy. Community State Bank and Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.